Praise the Lord for the good preaching we've had. We have had some of the very best preaching here in this meeting. Praise the good Lord. We are just glad. We are thankful. Indeed. Hallelujah. A few remarks. Maybe I won't preach very long. I've always dreaded long, dry preaching. I just can't hardly stand it. I've done some of it, but I dread it. I just can't hardly stand that stuff. Fella get up and holler, glory to God, and amen, and gives out, and never say anything, and I'm so deep, I don't think you can see through it. Any five-year-old saw through everything he ever said while he was up there, hadn't made a point yet. I dread that. I don't like to do that. I've done some of it, but I feel so sorry. I apologize. If I could do it over and go back where I've been, I'd apologize to a bunch of them for having them mamas sit there and rock them babies and just sweat and go through it, and I never did say nothing. Great God have mercy. I dread that. I can't understand that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What we ought to do is just have a shout and spell.
Move your passes a little before the grave gets
you. I was in a place or two preaching hard-headed, stubborn, uncircumcised, and heart near, wouldn't raise a little finger, pronounce judgment on you all the time you're up there, amazing everything you said. God help you! Get in! Worship God. You'll never have an idea in the world about how Elijah felt when he outrun a team of horses to town if you don't get in the spirit he is in. The King James Version of the Bible said Jesus rejoiced in spirit. The Son of God rejoiced in spirit. Bible said it. Gene Tooney run backwards as far as he did forwards when he practiced to fight the Minneapolis Mauler. That dynamite Jack Dempsey had was too much. And when you go down the road, there's old Gene. Say, what's the matter with you, Gene? I can get him if I can dodge him. And he got him. Did I ever preach on fight back here? I don't think I have, but I may have. I may preach it again, but I don't preach it often. But I'm going to tell you what. Since its death is pronounced on us and folks is after neck, we're going to have to fight back. I had a vision. You ever have a vision? Well, if you ain't, be quiet. Somebody has. Huh? You ain't like the old man who went to the zoo, are you? And seen the giraffe and said to his wife, now you know there ain't no such an animal in the world. Seen it. I had a vision of my son Terry. He's building a church in Wichita, Kansas, and having a rough time out of it. Pray for him if you will, eh? Couldn't borrow enough money to build it, just borrow what they could and go into faith the rest of it. He's battling up there. But Lord, I taught him to fight. The Bible is a great book, and it's got lessons for everybody in it. I saw my son Terry in a vision. He was in the deep woods, and there's a big bird who looked like it weighed 100 pounds flying over him. And it had big old long things to get him with, and it looked like it weighed 100 pounds. It dove right down on top of him and went after him. It looked like it was going to just dig his brains out. And I couldn't get to him through the woods. And I said, fight back, Terry. Fight back. And he went fighting and drove it off of him. It just made a big circle. Here it come down. He started that whimpering and whining again. Aggravated his father. It aggravated me. Whimpering and whining and whining and whimpering. I said, Terry, fight back. Quit that whining and get with it. Do it like my old blood brother did to bury him in 1951. Just had one. We used to fight in Oklahoma. I believe in a good scrap. I may explain that after a while. I wouldn't give the snap of my finger for a deacon, a trustee, a pastor, Vance. They ain't got no fight in him.
It's a shooting war.
It's a what?
It's a shooting war.
Too much saluting and not enough shooting. Oh! Never pastored a church. Only churches the Lord ever sent me and me to had a bloody fight on before we got there. Some of them been going on 30 years before we got there. I mean, just an all-out scrap. Hallelujah. Had the whole deacon board quit on me at once. Five families walk out at a time. You stand for the truth, boy. If you think everybody gonna pat you on the back and like you, change places, you're in the wrong thing. I said, fight back, Terry. I want to preach on this fight a little bit here. That ain't what my message is. That ain't what it says right there on that big long message right there. That ain't even what it says. And if I beg your pardon if I'm repeating to you, but seem like the Spirit's leading that way and such that they're going to kill us. So the only way we can keep them from is surprise them. Many a night, Sister Brown, 3 o'clock in the morning, I said to the devil, boo, you didn't think I'd be up, did you? you thought you pulled one on me, didn't you? I remember that morning, freezing ice all over the ground everywhere. 5 o'clock that morning, I stand behind a tree up there on the road. An old boy in my church supposed to come down and do something, you know. Had to slow down there at that tree. It's cold, but I just won't do it. He drove by and I jumped out and said, you didn't think I'd be out here, did you? I never will forget that fight. I won't get in the Bible here in a minute, but my brother had a fight. And you know, we weren't professionals. That old boy that fought him's the kind, you know, that could, he danced, he had that chicken step all right. And I've seen a few, that'll show you if you're not careful. You know, they start that chicken stepping on you. And he could just run that little left hand like that and just bounce your chin off the other end of it. But, you know, me and my brother, we weren't worried about that bouncing your chin off the other end of it. He had more dynamite than that to put us out, see. We could stand that pack pecking. He didn't have no dynamite. And I said, hit him, Edward! I don't know how that fellow couldn't see it coming, but he'd reach back here with a haymaker and come clear around first base and hit that fellow right on the eye every time it hit him. And then peck his chin a little well, it'd vibrate my brother around while I said, hit him, Edward! He'd reach back there and come clear around, hit him in the same place every time. Whooped him. You ain't like that old boy down in Texas, are you? He said he's going to whoop the preacher, and my friend said, you want me to lay down? I don't sound like a smart aleck, and I'm not promoting physical fighting. Can you understand me? Although I did tell this testimony in my home church. One of the little fellows in my church, about 10, 11 years old, didn't come back next night. I said, I put it on him today, Brother Moore. I said, what in the world do you mean? He said, well, you said fight back. He said, every day he'd been whipping up on everyone. I said, I laid it on him. Well, I said, well, hallelujah. I don't know, but maybe you got my message wrong. But Apostle Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I fought a good fight. Nothing below the belt, hallelujah. Everything within the rules, hallelujah. Laid 195 stripes on the back for preaching. 5 times received I 40 stripes to the Jews. Save one and laid 195 stripes on the back. Whew, laid down and give up. No. Put his feet in the stocks over there and his head in there. All bent over and whipped till the blood's run out the back. And you know what to call for, brother? Well, it's told you to call for a special right there in the middle of the night. Let's sing. If you miss me singing down here and you look all around, can't find me nowhere, come on up to God's heaven. I'll be singing up there. I'll be singing in heaven. I'll be singing up there. Come on up to God's heaven. I'll be singing up there. And the prisoners heard him. If you miss me walking down here and you look all around, can't find me nowhere, come on up to God's heaven. I'll be singing up there. I'll be singing in heaven. I'll be singing up there. Come on up to God's heaven. I'll be singing up there. And it come an earthquake. Nowhere else in the world. Side my grass couldn't pick it up. Ain't nobody know nothing about it but that little jailhouse down yonder where they had the men of God. All the tamper-proof locks fell open. The doors all swung open. God's a jail unlocker. Woo. Paul said, I fought a good fight. He said, I fought with the beast at Ephesus. Great God, have mercy. I believe I know what he meant. Don't know where I'm going. Maybe somewhere like a van, but pastor in California and secretaries are going, oh, preacher, man, it's for you. That's what I see now what I'm saying. Secretaries are going with the deacon, and we deacon had a wife and five children, and she had a husband. And they was taking airplane rides together. And in the altar, when they'd pray, I noticed how that woman would cry and hug that other man's wife and cry on her. Never no confession, never no straightening out, never no getting right, but just bawling because she knows she's doing that woman wrong. Right, it's tight. Right, I was in the fight over there. Great God, I was fighting them beasts in that church. Get in there. Set up spirits, and if you please, and stick your tongue out at me. See if God will do anything here. He can't do nothing if we don't have a soldier. My uncle in World War I sucked a pearl button till he sucked it completely through, nearly up for being so thirsty in training here before he went across to Briny. They trained him hard, but when he got in war, he had some kind of something else. That old boy had fought with him in World War I, come home, said, see, he's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Set out on the battlefield, pinned down by enemy fire. He said he laughed at me. Soldier. C.D. is a soldier. Said he laughed at me. C.D., why'd you laugh? Oh, said he's so scared he's trying to crawl under me and it tickled me. Pinned down by enemy fire. That's a soldier, buddy! Woo! You got to fight back! Pray for a backbone, not an appetite, a backbone. You better have one now. We in a two-gun gym, butcher knife, slim, wild fight now. Don't tell me we're not. I've traveled all time. I know what we're doing. I know what happened to the Assembly of God, the Pentecost holiness in the Church of God in Oklahoma. I know what happened to them. And I know what's happening to us, and it's the same thing that happened to them. You got to fight. You got to fight. You got to fight. They got over there in Germany, over there facing the German army. My uncle's there looking. Night watchman went to sleep. The night guard went to sleep. C.D. got up and got his gun. And here come one of the big shots by during the night, checking out them new men from across the water there. C.D., new C.D. C.D. Prater, what are you doing on guard? He said, as long as I can see the lights of the enemy's fire. They may not be shooting, but I see the lights of their fires. And he said, I ain't laying here asleep. They get me, they'll get me while I'm awake. They'll not overthrow me while I'm asleep. He said, we're putting you back to the back of the line in officer's school. That's where we're putting you. And that's the reason C.D. gained rank while he is there. He was a fighter. Now, you know, some folks, I'm going to preach on fight back. That ain't my message, though. I'd like to use some more scripture, especially for these brethren here, to make them think of a Bible preacher. They may want me to come sometime. But two mornings straight, I haven't even preached what I was aiming to preach. Y'all better all leave and go with me, because I had four or five messages to preach here, but they ain't got to preach them. I preach on fight back, boy. Come on back with it. That's what the nurse said in the hospital in Oklahoma City. She beat on that man's chest. She beat on his chest, and she said, fight back, man. Fight back. Don't die. Fight back. That's what they done. I seen medics on the man's chest. They romped up and down. He come to. He said, my chest is sore. I know this killing me nearly. I want to tell him to quit it. It's trying to get him to live. Fight back, they said.
You're preaching my Lord.
Lord, Paul was a beast fighter. He is a beast fighter. Had a bunch of beasts living over there at Ephesus. I met one of them old dog spirited dogs. It was a real dog, but Bible said, beware of dogs. Bible man, he's going to back a truckload of canines up to the church and turn a bunch of dogs in here to chew on their legs. Well, what did it mean then? When it said, beware of dogs. Some of them just making noise, don't do nothing. Some do more than that. We got, you know, there's an old saying, a barking dog don't bite. Down in Oklahoma, they'll bark all the way to you and take the meat off the bone after you get there. Some of them don't believe that. One off the vision, old boy, and had a bad dog in the backyard. He's a real good friend of mine. You'll have to understand, Oakland, we like each other. He knew he had that biting dog back there, and he knew I was going back there to look at something. He wouldn't tell me it was back there. Oh, they're like that. Just a little clean fun. He turned me in with that bad dog. That thing charged me before he could get him, before he could holler at him. He run at me, opened his mouth real big, around my fist right down his throat. Help me, God, I'm not brave. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you fall every time the wind blows, get out! We're going to have war here in a minute. I got over in one of them wild, spirited, prophesying group spoke. Yea, sister, I see you there standing there in the kitchen washing the dishes. If thou wilt give unto the man of God that speaketh unto thee now, God will surely bless thee. If thou wilt send him $100, thy children shall be blessed and saved, and thy home shall be blessed. Well, I can do it too. See? But you know what's buffaloed that bunch with me? I prophesied and they do too. Mine's come to pass. I'd fight for prophecy. I would fight for tongues. I would fight for the gifts of the Spirit in the church. Pray, live good, let God sanctify you and use your head. It don't matter what they do. Fight back for God and stand up for your church and your country. I ain't got time to read it. 66% of all fatal accidents, alcohol is involved. 7% of all murders. 41% of all assaults. 53% of fire deaths. 50% of rape. 6% of sex crimes against children. 60% of child abuse. 56% of fights and assaults in home. 37% of suicide. 55% of all arrests. 36% of all pedestrian accidents. 22% of home accidents. 45% of drownings and 50% of skiing accidents. All alcohol is involved in it. 17-year-old girl sent this in September 13, 1986 in the Cincinnati paper. A girl sent it in and she's the president of SADD. That's Students Against Drunk Driving. It's time to fight. Oh, you know, it's time to fight back. Great God. Go down there at the PTA meeting. Tell them your name. Went uptown the other day and a fellow said, your son Dave's been on television. I said, no, he ain't. They said, he is too. What do you mean? He said, he's up at the city council meeting the other night. That bunch is trying to put that crooked deal across on them people. And David got up there and got up and made him a speech. They liked it so well, they gave him an ovation, clapped hands for him, laughed and hollered and hooped. And they had TV camera there and they got him on television. He didn't even know it. He sat down, that old boy said, we won her, David. That done it right there. You don't say nothing, you didn't say nothing. You can't hear good. If you don't say nothing, you didn't say nothing. Just wait my chance to knock the snot out of the devil. It's a fact. I don't want to sound foolish. I know we're not in a physical battle, but we are in a war. And Paul fought with them beasts at Ephesus. He got into it. I got into it in that church. I went down there at that secretary's house while he was there. That other fella. I took a deacon with me. Ah, it's easier to resign. Woo, it's easier to quit. Your grandchildren. Somebody said that to me in a church, said, well, I'd leave it. You would. But old Cranky's sister comes there. And old Cranky's grandchildren comes there. And old Troublemaker's mother comes there. And they're good people. Fight, boy. Pray for wisdom. Pray for the wisdom of an angel. Fight. Pray for wisdom of angels. Fight. Fight. Don't ever hint that you're going to resign. Don't ever even give a hint you're leaving until the day God gets through. Make the devil wonder what you're up to. Never let him in on your plan, preacher boys. Pray good and keep it to yourself when God shows it to you. And drop that thing on them like an atomic bomb. I'm preaching to the preachers, honey. Don't you accept nothing until it comes your time. But I want to get a little fight started. If you think three flats going to the church is going to stop me, Satan, you'll have to fight better than that. I don't even believe that was bad news. Flats ain't got nothing to do with it. I knew God didn't want me to go this morning. It snowed. God help you. You sound like the golf players in Oklahoma. They gripe all the weekend. It's raining, and the farmers are praying for rain, and the fellas that knocked them little balls so far, they can't hardly find them, hunt them till they give out. They make fun of us for shouting, praying, and seeking God, but they are. I'll hunt them balls all day, and then a fella get them out of the lake and sell them back to them. I can make more sense out of fighting for my soul. Now, don't get mad at me now. Because I ain't sending everybody to hell for everything, but I want to tell you one thing. The world gets after what they want to do. Yes, right. 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 70,000 packed in the stadium in Oklahoma, Norman. Run out of ice in the town of Norman. It was a hot day. Six people fainted. Took them, Dr. Noel, took them out on the shade trees outside the stadium, laid them on the grass. We can't leave the ball game. We're in a great fight. We've got to break the quarterback's leg. Some of the saints, one of the Baptist churches down there sponsors football games down there. Break the quarterback's leg. Kill the quarterback. Mash him. Win, 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 win. That's what Rockne said. At any cost, win, Newt Rockne. Win, win, win. That's all he ever said to his men. Win, win, win. That's what I'm saying to you. Win. If you ain't strike, get right. If you're not straightened out, straighten out. But put up a fight. Hallelujah. Great God, the best way to do it is get your armor on. A lot of our folks are knocked out and gone this morning because they didn't have a speck of armor in the world on. They wasn't ready for war. Wasn't ready for fighting. Be like that old boy in my church. He was a little off, but he'd go to the wrestling matches. He wasn't really in, really saved. He got car wreck in his 11. He was 35 then. His mind never developed no more than 11-year-old. But he'd go to them boxing matches, wrestling matches, and he thought it was all real. And he throwed one of them fellas through the ring right out in front of him, and he was looking for the ring, you know. Couldn't find it. Hey, want to get back in there and wrestle. You know how they show off, you know. Here's a bouncing mountain. And I said, that old boy, set that old boy, and he jumped up and squirted off. And the police had to grab him. Cool down, bud. He said, cool down. I'd rather see somebody that's ready to fight than I had a dead head. Let the devil take everything. I'd rather have to call them down. They'll say, hold down over there. That's all right. It's going to work out all right. I'd rather see them ready to fight as I had just sitting around saying, pray, give an unspoken. Quit giving unspoken requests. You're wearing me with them. Now, don't take offense. I'm not talking about all the hands of the raised for unspoken requests. But we've got folks at home that'll stand all the time. I have an unspoken request. They ought to have been speaking that a long time ago. I don't take offense. I realize there's such a thing as an unspoken request. But woman, if your husband been about to beat you to death, do like that old girl did in my church, ask for a conference and tell me, the preacher, that he's beat me. And I'll say, well, you ought to take a few beatings. No, I said, call the law on him next time he does it, or call me and I'll call the law. You don't have to live with that fellow beating you to death. I'll get in trouble. That's all I've had for 43 years anyhow. I ain't want more trouble, but I done got trouble. Fight back! My daddy was a hard-working man. All he ever done was work hard. Hardest working man I ever worked with was my daddy. Never worked with a man worked as hard as mine. I wore sweatbands here. You'd squeeze that stuff out every few minutes and that water run out to keep it out of my eyes. I worked in 8-inch top driller boots till the water squashed between my shoulders. I told you, I worked 36 hours at a time without coming off. Yoo! My old papa wasn't saved, but he said, there's just one thing we don't use in oil field, son. That's the word can't. We fix it. All we need a few good men. and a few good women. You just give me, son, I never have had a church had over four or five real solid bedrock log toters. I mean, I've had a little church, don't mean one of these boldness boards, for what I'm concerned, is great men. I'm going to tell you one thing. Every little church I've had nearly just had four or five or six had us down on the rock. I mean, there's fighters. What did Paul say? Fight the good fight.
The good
fight the good fight of faith. Don't tell me it's not war. It is war. Bible talks about war. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, so that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier, not a weakling, but a soldier, mountain climber, a valor crosser. Great God, sleep under a tree, camouflage so you can't even tell his eye. Live like a squirrel and laugh at you when you go by, because you couldn't tell his eye. Get you when you're gone. So fight. I start a fight. I haven't agreed with a lot of things folks have fought for, but I have to say I admire a good fighter. I ain't got time. What happened about that church? I went in there and told that church secretary, you've been seeing this man too much. You've been seeing this woman too much. You know what spirit bid me do? Strange. It's out of the ordinary. Never had nothing like it. I'm glad you stand up. Spirit said, get up close to it. Did you ever try to hit a man him standing close to him? I didn't know that. The Lord did. I was fighting. She was in a bloody fight, is what it was. A spiritual fight. I was in a war. He was with deacon. She was my secretary. And the Lord said, get up close to him. I got right. You couldn't hold you in with me. Bear hug me is about all. The Lord knows that. He done been shot one time before for that. Been shot physically for it. She said, I didn't know he was going to preach on fight back. And if you boys ain't in any trouble, don't even look cute, and I'll never know who you are. You pass in church? All angels live there? God bless you. Let's just shut them down. Trouble has come up. Dig your foxhole. Great God, and order ammunition. Glory to God. Get your foxholes on. They'll wonder what you're up to, and you coming out your sword and your helmet. Great God, and your breastplate on, and shoes. You could climb any rocky mountain anywhere. They'll say, what in the world's he up to? I tell you what he's up to. He's out for war. You want to watch him. If he's well trained in it, he'll get you. Had a good sergeant in my church. Put him in the ground, a cold ground last winter. Went on to heaven. He is a sergeant in the army. He is rough as a cob. He is rough. But he saved men's lives by the gobs. Don't touch that boy. Keep your hand off of that. I taught you not to fall in them booby traps. You're going to get it. That thing's a trap. Blow your hand off when you touch it. He lived for 3 days at a time with nothing to eat. Cast out on islands in the sea because his ship went down and struggled for land and laid there like an animal. Enemy planes coming down on him, laying there in that foxhole. When they found old Shorty with his old helmet on the side, nothing to eat for 3 days, he finally landed, brought him some sea rations. He opened them up and plopped them in his mouth and ate them and drank water and said, where to now? I'm talking about a soul. He never said, let's go home. I used to kind of dread to travel with him. Now, Sister Brown, you know you ain't going to take offense to me, but we got out in Mississippi where we got a lot of precious colored people. I preach for them. You can tell that, can't you? Got out there, and he is with me, and there's just thousands of our colored friends here. And here come on them colored boys up just like our white boys down home with an old rattle trap. Sound like it's falling apart. Drove up and Arthur looked out and said, well, here's little Black Sambo. I said, shut up, Arthur. You're going to get us killed down here. But he was a fellow who wasn't afraid of nothing. We ought to have a little nerve for the Lord. That woman, Sister Brown, said, you can't pay no attention to that sometimes. That's the way the children gets away. Daddy used to whip me and I'd bawl and then he'd make me stop bawling. I'd rather have it said he put it on him. Had to say, Elder, run off, wouldn't you? I'd rather have it said he whipped him. Fella said, go out there and get David. Man had a little better sense. Said, watch that old man. He's dangerous. Knock your legs out from under you. He's like an old lion. He ain't with the rest of them.
He's laying out there at the bodyguard somewhere. You go out there after him like you think you're fixing to run. Listen, I want to tell you, I'm not a smart man now. I want to tell you one thing. We don't have many elders left. I speak as a fool. I'm going to knock the legs out on somebody before they come in. Some of that junk they come in where I've been, try to put that past me. You coming out your belly button shining, a big necklace on, and ear bobs on, your hair over your ears, and you say you're a man, you're a weasel. You ain't got the backbone of a redworm. We ain't gonna have enough integrity or guts left in America to have a Navy, Army, or Air Force, or nothing else. If men don't stay men and women don't stay women. I'm just preaching, don't fight back. That's all. We're in a war. We had war. I think I've met a lot of folks tangled up. She resigned to crying. Give the church book to me. Folks falsely accuse you. Well, I didn't. I said, George, of course, I was that close, George. If you're not guilty, you feel all right. And I know what you are. But now we're something else, too. You get up there to church and you get in that altar. And you get in there late in that altar. And you pray through. You get saved good. And Brother Moore will ask that church to shut their mouth about you. You get right. We're not only out to defend the right, we're out to get backsliders back to God. They come back to my church and they kept there and resigned out. He was no longer a deacon. She was no longer a secretary. They cried and prayed in that altar. Fight back. Woman come tripping up to my church. Didn't even have no hose on. Woman preacher. Said, the Lord sent me to hold your revival. I said, it did. I said, yes. What do you teach? I'm free holiness. I said, that don't mean nothing to me. I hate that some folks think we're so dumb. I said, I don't do nothing to me. What doctrine do you teach? I said, I'm a oneness. I said, we don't teach that here. Well, she said, I got mine with revelation. I said, that's strange. That's the way I got mine. Because you would not fight back. Slip in your Bible class. Slip in your church. Hold your meeting. Take half of them down the road. Just because you didn't have the eternal or internal fortitude either. To stand up for God and tell them you're not for that. You do not believe that. You don't have to be mad to do that. You just have to be in a fighting spirit. You know we must all get together so we can go to heaven. That's not so. We ain't going to be able to do that. Not now. Whew, when O.R. left the Pentecostals and joined the Methodists, and his old daddy preached for me at Kellyville, Oklahoma. I know them from the start. You may fool some, O.R., but you're not fooling L.D. You laid your armor down. You're the man that told him in Oklahoma in your first tent meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to quit that worldly church. Quit wearing that makeup. Quit being worldly and go back there and straighten out. Go to a gospel preaching church. You're the one told him. Whew, I wish I... I'd be ashamed to tell it, wouldn't you? If I hadn't put up no more fighting some folks. Whew! I pastor an old boy. He said, as long as you stay with the gospel, Brother Moore, I'll stay with you. And you're a Bible student. He couldn't get to church on time. He never prayed an hour a month for the church. You stay with the gospel, I'll stay with you. When you leave the gospel, I'll leave you. And you're a gospel wizard. You knew all about the Bible. You go in the church at daylight and stay till dark like Brother Moore does. I speak as a fool. You go in at dark and stay till daylight like Brother Moore's done that. And you've done that. You read the Bible from cover to cover. You prayed and cried and fasted and shed tears and run down your face by the hour that God had helped you preach what's right so you wouldn't send nobody to hell. You're a Bible authority. As soon as I preached anything he didn't want to do, anything he didn't agree with, he's going to quit me. You know, I guess I don't want church members bad enough. I guess I just don't want them bad enough. I couldn't hardly keep them. I can't hardly say it quick enough. Quit me now, son. You better take out now because it's going to get just like you said pretty quick. Oh, Brother Moore, you're a mess. I've got 11 fans. I counted 11 up another day. I could start a fan club. I've got 11 fans. Fight, boy! Now, you may not agree with everything I say before I quit here. But we never was in a generation of weak-kneed, jellyfish, backbone people like we are now. I just preached at Bealington, Virginia. Just preached up there. And There's a little woman come to that meeting, and she come the next morning. I was getting on an airplane to Dulles. I don't preach this all the time. I don't, you know, try to tell what I preach. I'm not a sharp man, but I'll tell you one thing. I've got more than one thing to say. But when I have one thing to say it, I feel like the Lord wants me to say, I say it. I ain't bragging about that. I'm not a man. I love people. You see, it ain't the people I'm against. It's the TV. I love the people. I love it. She come to where I was at, and she said, I took the TV out in the backyard this morning, and I busted it up. Said it's bad for my children. Bad for me. My husband's unsaved. When he comes in, I say, be good to him. Speak kind to him. Be nice to him. Explain to him why you done it. If you can't make no sense out of the fight you're fighting, quit it. And he is having a bloody brawl over nothing. She said, I broke it up. I've heard since through Sister Brown, he come in, she talked to him. He never kicked up his heels about it. Let him put his children in a religious school. He'd seen that it was right. Children were our America's worth something to us. We ought to be telling the managers of these stores with that pornographic stuff up there. We ought to be objecting to it. We ought to be telling them about it. We ought not have that in here. What's wrong with telling them about that? Bless my heart in the world. I have an article here written to Ann Landers. She's read by 70 million people. She's read by at least 70 million people, and a lot of them are your children. And here in the Daily Oklahoma on January 23 of 86, Abby, I'm dating a kind, considerate, ambitious, and just about the most wonderful man to be around I ever met. I love him, he loves me, but there is a problem. I'm going to preach on fight back a little bit, sure. He has told me he enjoys wearing silk and satin and items around the house, women's items, that is. He also said he likes to dress in women's clothes occasionally, was never going out in the public. God help a hope man. Dressed as a woman and has no desire to. He said he was hoping I wouldn't care, but I do. I don't know how to handle this, and I'm unsure I can accept it. Abby, he's 100% man. I don't agree with that, Abby, or lady, whoever you are. No, I don't agree that he's 100% man. He fits them people Paul talked about that was effeminate. He put them right in the category of the unclean things, most wicked and unclean things there was, said they wouldn't go to heaven because it's effeminate. That's ladylike. And this article goes on to say he's done it ever since he's a boy. That's in America. And 70 million readers read it. And before she gets through, you'll see why I'm fighting it. Won't do no good in Baltimore. I wouldn't say that. They could have told George Washington that too. Yeah, they could have told a lot of the most famous men we've ever had that. And when they didn't have but a handful of them back to the wall. But it paid to fight for it. Amen. Whew. I just love a good fight. There's a lot of fighting to do now wherever you go. That little preacher's girl, devil is pulling on her. I don't know. It was you and your daughter that went in that store. And your daughter's in front of you. And that old woman seen your daughter's long hair that I'd like to get a hold of that hair. Sure the devil would like to get a hold of that hair. I told that preacher's little girl, she's always thought the world of me. Made a school teacher. Got two children now. I'm one of her favorites till yet. When the devil's pulling on her as just a child, she thought the world of Brother Moore. Use your influence. Right, you got any, use it. Right. Yeah. God bless you, son. I don't want to loan you money, but if you're getting a jam away from home, I'll run down out to a beer joint. If I'm in the country, come where I'm at. You hear me? Yeah. Put food in your mouth and a shirt on your back, boy. Yeah, no use us giving up our young people. Fight for them. Set an example. Pray the power of God down. Don't make a hobby horse out of what I'm saying, but preach it when they need it and give them the gospel and let them shout. Let them work for God. Pray God, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. I'll lose 100 while I get one, but my papa would have caught me dressing like a little girl when I was a boy with a dress on, me 5, 6, or 7 years old and high heels on. I wouldn't have had no more trouble with that desire. I was hyperactive, but papa made me looperactive. Hallelujah. go to church, turn double somersets in the aisle. Nobody can you. If they wouldn't get mad, Sister Brown, I can handle them. Don't you just pat, pat, pat. You burn them where God meant for them to be spanked. Quit hitting them in the ears and the eyes and having a mad fit. But I mean, don't you get out there and put on a show in front of everybody to make them think you're going to make them mind. Get them off in a room somewhere and tan their bottom good, son. They don't sit down, do it again. You turn them over to me for a few days, help me, Jesus. I'll be about them hamburgers, and they'll be asking me to buy them candy, and they'll hug my neck, and they'll sit down when I say sit down. Well, the more you can't do them all of it. Go ahead and spend your money at the psychiatrist's office, $35 an hour. Let them tell you they're hyperactive and shoot them full of pills and dope. They're not hyperactive. 99% are not hyperactive. They're just active, and they need correction and instruction. What they need. Never was more of a jitterbugger than I was when I was a boy. I was in trouble from daylight to dark. I loved to shoot marbles. Always wanted to fudge when I done it. I was built like a devil, and I lived like one. I mean, I didn't have God in me. Tell me how good people are that ain't saved. They need the Lord. Amen. I had an old dad that feared God. He wasn't saved, but he had some God fear in him. Well, I don't sound mean. Fight back. Fight for your children. Bless my heart. I've got two boys. Thank God. Both preacher boys. Now, I didn't raise the preacher. I didn't ask them to preach. But they're infinitely preaching. They're preaching. My girl, like I said, she's 24. You know, she looked over in the wrong field the other day, Sister Brown. Brother Moore said, uh-oh. Yeah, I got her. That girl thinks for me. You know what? Lord, she loves her father. No doubt about it. Say, you're looking in the wrong place, Becky. Stay in your kind. You'll have trouble if you don't. Well, whoo-wee. I can't hardly preach for wanting a jab. I'm putting in the same spirit Joe Dunn got in on the West Coast when he called me some while ago. Ought not call his name. Ought to have a boy race that name out there. He said, Brother Moore, we should have been here tonight. Help us cast out devils. I said, how? What do I want, Joe? He said, help us cast out devils physically. Well, I ain't never done none of that. I've done the other. Old man come about my age, sat back there in the back, pulled out some bad pictures and showed them to the young people, to the girls and boys. Old vulgar pictures. Of course, that shepherd is on guard. Had eagle eyes on. I don't know how anybody could be so dumb. Boy, be a drunkard and a dope head, never know it. Way out of touch with the children here. Way out of touch with them. He went back and found him. Pat said, don't you ever come in here and do it again. I'm going to throw you out here if you do. You ain't coming back in here and doing this stuff to these young people. He coming back here. That old devil's a fighter. Carries big old knife, pair of nooks. Oh, he'll put it on you if he can. Have mercy. Have mercy. We're winners, you know it. We have to do a little training. You get out of training, you got to get back in it. You ever go to hold a meeting and found out the first night there's a way out of training? Woo hey, brother. Well, glory to God. Lord, make it easy on me. Give me credit. Give me mercy. Stretch out your hand for a day or two. I'll get back in the saddle. I can't do like the rest of them. I'm holding this meeting. They can laugh and shout and have a big time and enjoy it. I got to carry this thing. Yeah. It wasn't long, oh, praise God, you come out that night. I know how you felt walking on the mountaintop. Yeah. Where are you at, Satan? Are you in this house anywhere? Glory to God. Where in the world did you go? Woo! Help me, God, right now. I wish I was young again. I'd jump that microphone. I went over me to one of them, clear right out in that floor, run dead while I cleared out through there and run the back of them seats till folks got scared of me. I just trained for war. That's all. I'm not bragging. No, I'm out of it in the world. You got to be ready to fight. Huh? You got to have your armor on. You got to have your sword on your side. You can't go back and get your canteen. You got to have it with you. We need some fighters. Put up a fight for our children. Put up a fight for them. Yes! That's right. Don't you think I'm trying to be mean now? I heard a fellow down south preach on raising children. They never been married. God's putting his mouth to his hip. He like never got out of it. Only way you can preach from experience is from experience. I got one boy, 40, 41 now, and the other 27 or 8, a girl's 24. B's here, she is there too, all the way through. I want to tell you one thing, children. They didn't haul nothing up, and daddy's driving unloaded. That's Daddy said it's supposed to be there. Can't haul nothing up there, nothing loose. Woo-hoo! Have mercy, Lord. Help me, I speak as a fool. There wasn't no cigarette butts lifting Daddy's driving steps on his voice. I speak as a fool, man. I know God done it. But you do have to fight for your rights. You do have to stand up for them. You don't have to be mean. Lord, when I told them what they couldn't do, I told them what we could do. Oh, have mercy. Told them what wasn't right, I told them what we could do. One day one looked at me and said, I want to go hunting to the mountains with David. Terry's in high school. I hadn't went hunting or fishing for 30 years. Been preaching. I hadn't been hunting or fishing for 30 years. I said, I don't guess it can go, son. I seen something in his eyes. Said to me, there's one place you're missing it, LD. You teach them right, but you're missing it here. I said, I will go. Took him out of school. Took him to the mountains. Had the biggest time of his life. It made better relationship between me and my boys, although we weren't at each other's neck. But you not only got to fight for the right for your children, you got to live with them. You got to be a father to them. You got to be a mother to them. I like a child that cries for its mother. I like a child that cries for its father. My, I just love that. If I'm holding it, goes to bawling for a man, stand there and I say, who's that? That's his daddy. Why, thank God for that. All right, just a little fighting this morning. Let's have a good fight. Amen. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. It's a warfare. The old time preachers come out of Kentucky and Oklahoma and Ohio, all over the world, Missouri and everywhere else, preaching God's Bible. Got them saved by the hundreds. Moonshine still just broke up in Oklahoma. They took back things they stole. They made restitution, something nearly unheard of anymore. Fell down our country, tried to get the Holy Ghost, couldn't get it. I said, well, what in the world, why can't you get it? I said, I don't know. I said, I sought God and done everything you know to do. Now, y'all may think that's foolish, but it's worth fighting for. And he got down to pray and got up and said, I got a little deal I need to see about. He went and seen the fellow and said, you know, I used to work for you? He said, yeah. He said, you know when that old cow died, had all them cattle, and one of them died? He said, yeah. And I told you, probably had the black leg, and we vaccinated the whole herd. My son said, yeah, I remember vaccinating the whole herd. You worked for me? He called a grown man. The old man's way older now. Well, he said, it wasn't black leg. I beat it to death. He said, what? I beat it to death. And we had to vaccinate the whole herd and be out all that money, all over you killing a cow, and you lying. We had to vaccinate the whole herd. He said, yeah. Man, what in the world's wrong with you? Have you got religion? Yes, sir. He said, that's what's happened to me. He said, I've got saved. Well, son, he said, that's been a long time ago. You don't owe me nothing. He said, I forgive you of it. Right. You know he got the Holy Ghost that night. Put up a little fight for it. You need something from the Lord. And God, deal. Don't listen. Don't you listen to all these other voices say everything's all right. That's what everything's saying now. Everything's all right. Amen. I'd rather join an army and have a shoe shine a tooth bright than to have that fellow say you're out because you didn't shine them. I mean, I'd rather overdo that just a little. And I'm not talking about fanatic, but my Lord, have mercy. As far as it's going the other way, I went in the store and there's a fellow with earbobs on and makeup on, a man on a record. Woman said, could I help you? I said, no, ma'am, that's just repulsive to me there. I can't understand that. She said, you know, we all got to do our own thing. I wish she hadn't said it. And she hadn't ought to said it. My God, help us. Ladylike. You know what Ann Landers told her? I asked him, would he consider giving it up and go for counseling? He said he'd done this since he was a boy. Dear Mixed, if you love each other, this need not be a problem. The man is a transversitite. That sounds like, is that a rattlesnake? Is that the what's the translation of that word? Does that mean the same thing as rattlesnake? Crossbred rattlesnake deal here. He's a transversitite. Oh, I never heard so many new words we've got to invent because of our behavior. Go get a bolt of material, John. Make you a shirt and a necktie. I'm gonna make me a skirt and a blouse, and we're gonna buy shoes that look just alike, and we got belts that look just alike, and I'm gonna have a haircut just like yours. Can't tell who's coming, who's going. Ladylike. I'm gonna tell you what, boys. I'd walk bow-legged if every woman walked like I do. I'd walk bow-legged, great God. If all women's shoes made like my shoes, I'd go back and give them Indian moccasins. That Indian give me when I married him, that girl in Oklahoma, give me them special moccasins. All them beads mean something. Give me, I'd wear them moccasins. or barefooted. Sign of the end time when men become like that, when they become ladylike, effeminate. That's sign of the end. And you know what Anne told her? The man is a transverse. It's good she told him what she told her what she, he was. I know what he was before she told it. But she's got this explained now. You the only thing, you just don't know the modern language. You need to buy your dictionary. You know what? Would you all think I was just off the rocker for sure if I would tell you after 43 years of preaching that time and time and time again in the dictionary, the Holy Ghost has given me the definition to a word, the complete definition that the dictionary did not have. You're spooky, Brother Moore. I know it. I mean that. Give you a definition to the word. They didn't know what God meant for that word to mean to nothing. Now, Brother Moore, that puts us up bitter creek. We're up it anyhow. When we just trust in what men say God means and do not have a spiritual interpretation of it, we're up bitter creek for sure. I'd rather take a man of God's interpretation of the Bible if I had any commentary ever read about it. I've read that Bible through time and again and never picked up a decent, good commentary but what I'd already seen in the Bible, what he wrote down, and I agreed with him. I ain't saying we haven't read some. I read a lot of books. I've read a bunch of them. Word kind of got out of LDS against reading books. I'm not. But be sure you know what you're reading. Huh? But I'm going to tell you, if you get God's interpretation to it, you will get the interpretation any good man of God ever got anywhere. Amen. You will do it. You know what? I had an old boy tell me, we're on that plane to hold hands, y'all. I know he didn't believe like you did, L.L. I know him. Got him down in Oklahoma eating with him. I said, hey, do you boys discuss pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib on that airplane going to Holy Land? He said, we did, Brother Moore. How'd you come out, buddy? I don't agree with him. He said, you know, I found out there's very little difference in us, Brother Moore. Ha-ha! I said, that's what I thought. When you get in that Holy Ghost and in that Bible and you study and pray and read good and you seek God like you ought to, you all come out on the same street to the glory world. You may not ever see every little thing like, but all the fundamentals you'll agree on, you won't disagree. Baptist man that's saved will shout to my demonstration. Baptist man that's saved, I'll shout to his demonstration. If he's saved, I'll shout to it and can't. Well, I'd get excited here on Lester Roloff. I'd put in there, kick the radio. I mean, just get all carried away. Him not even a wholeness. Lester Roloff's missed worse than any Baptist that ever lived on the face of the earth, taking all the homes away from now. Closed the one down there in Mississippi the other day. Made a renegade raid on it in Oklahoma, in America, not Oklahoma. Fight back. I wish Lester's here. Preach more wholeness than Mount Radio in Oklahoma. And I ain't a Baptist, but I love that one. I love that man. Fight back for it. Whew. Oh, I don't want to be a fanatic. I just don't believe children raising boys ought to let them run around the house out in the yard and uptown and shorts on. Boys, you hear me? My boy's been a spark plug. David's 5 foot, 6 or 7, something like that. Just a little outfit. You know him, don't you, son? He can outjump a 6 foot tall boy playing basketball. Yeah, he can just explode like a gun going off. And him 5, 6 or 7, 6 foot. What are you, 6? He can take somebody like you, son, just carry right over your head and get that ball right in front of you. You jump as high as you can jump. They wanted him in the basketball at school. I wanted him in the church, though. And God wants him to go to heaven so bad. And they wanted him to put on shorts, and Daddy didn't. So I just give in an unspoken request and kept it quiet. And it didn't work out. No, I didn't give an unspoken request on him. I made a personal appearance on it. Come on and fight a little, glory to God. If what you've got's not worth defending, forget it and get you something it is. But if it is, defend it. Ann said, this need not be a problem. He enjoys dressing women's clothes occasionally, but does not affect him sexually. He is as normal as any other male. How I resent that. Oh, I resent that so bad. She said, if you write me, I'll give you something. I can't go on. It's getting too late. We've got to eat. And I'm worried now. I'm really not ready to preach enough Bible for you. Skirts for men and lipstick. Oh, yes, it's coming. What else is new? That men, that's us, will soon be using lipstick. Everyone that stays abreast of fashion knows that skirts for men is inevitable. It follows as day the night, and that whosoever sports long hair, white gloves, earrings, won't be long without a skirt. All right.
But lipstick on men, at first I wanted to laugh. That's what he said here. But these days, with what so much weirdo dressers anyway, I might as well be calm about it and get used to lipstick for men. That's a publication that came out in our paper at home. It won't be but a few days till men will be wearing lipstick. And I've prophesied before, and you can listen if you want to. It don't matter. I've done it. And that men in Pentecostal churches, preachers, will wear shorts in the pulpit, and they will preach with earbobs on, and they do preach with makeup on now. They will do it in the pulpits that call themselves Pentecostals in America. Right here. Fight back. Oh, glory. One good church by the side of the road is standing up. I'm not talking about fussing. I'm not talking about being mean. I'm not talking about making a hobby horse out of what Brother Moore said and trying to testify to death and every testimony to me. Let the preacher take care of it. That's right. Let the Sunday school teachers take care of it. But I'm going to tell you something. We're slipping in America. We got some things falling. We need to defend. I heard an old boy sing a song, "Look What's Going Down." Sewed on the seat of men's breeches and painted on the hoods of the cars. The flag. Huh? They are bold. They'll march out in the streets and towns. Them homos will and say, "We have a right to teach school. Us gays have a right to have a job." And our tax money is supporting a lot of their efforts to defend what they call their rights. Fight back. Fight back. I ain't talking about being mean. Just fight back. Can't you do it? It ain't. You know, I got into it. I had a church and they was going before sundown and carrying the lunch in sacks to hear a fellow preach in a tent meeting. Well, I said, "I'll leave and go myself." They can't even get to midweek service on time. They was leaving before sundown, carrying the meal, getting there to get a seat long ways before it opened. Woo! Hey, you go ahead and preach. Ooh, we'll preach on fight back. Don't worry about it, son. It won't ruin you. That devil told me years ago, if you keep preaching against anything and for things and against things, it'll ruin you. I'm 61, son, got more doors than I ever in the world can get to. Don't know what to do, just worry all the time about, will I ever live long enough to get where that old boy's asking me to come or not? Ah, yeah. Yeah, you. I went up there at that meeting, and the first thing happened, they started service. And a barker got out there like a barker at a state fair. And Jack Cole, in his beginning, was a great man. I loved him. He done our city as much good as anybody. Jack Cole did. I want you to know I'm not against men preaching in big tents if they're men of God. I ain't against them of it. Oh, I cast the devil out of a boy. I married to a girl down there in my church. When he had the devil in so bad, he'd tear the upholstery out of a car if he started a church. This little boy reached through that window at 8 o'clock and cast the devil out of him. He done it. Yes, sir. He sure did. Ralph Campbell got saved in O.R.'s meeting. Ralph Campbell was saved in O.R.'s meeting. One of the roughest preachers in our country saved in that man's meeting. Hallelujah. There's such a thing as standing up for the right and standing up for the Lord. God wants us to stand up for something. He wants us to fight back against something, to do the will of God. I'm going to have to leave. I'm losing my thoughts now. I feel like the Lord probably, what was I talking about before I got in there? Lipstick for men. Do what? I want to tell that. Yes, I thank you. I thought the devil tried to steal that from me. I'm a fighter, but when he fights my mind, I just have to wait a while to get back. I think I'll still fight. I don't think I ought to have told that. I mean, I don't think the devil wants me to tell that. It could be the Lord warning me, but knowing how the devil works, I know it's not the Lord. So. I went up there and that fellow said, "We have a book written on the Holy Ghost, the best book was ever written on the subject. Get it before they run out. Get it from the ushers as you come down the aisle. The price of it's just $1.25, and we've got just a few left." Well, soon, as if all the printing presses are going to break down America. It's supposed to be a Holy Ghost meeting. This aggravated me. As if we're so dumb, we believe that. But some folks do. I used to have a Green Knot Auto Store. The lowest money I could make was 33 and a third on the lowest cost. That's more than Safeway makes. They operate on 10%. That's a pretty good profit. 33 and a third is a good profit. That's the lowest I could make. And you get the thought. And here comes the barker. "Get the books while you can get them. The best subject, best message ever written on a subject." I never could understand that. A fellow write a book on something and then bark for himself and brag that it's the best message he's ever written and he wrote himself. Ain't that bragging? I mean, that's going overboard, ain't it? I don't believe in that. One of them got up and said, "Listen to me pray. I'm going to pray the prettiest prayer you ever heard. If I'd ever say a thing like that, I couldn't think of God. I'd never think of Jesus. I'd never be able to say nothing. God help. We're God above. Fight back against that junk. Take the money out of your church for something like that. Don't do it. Then after he sold all them books, he took an offering for the expense of the books. As if 40% profit on the book didn't pay for its production. Where in the world are we at? People got that. Then they jumped up with a ballpoint pen. You can buy them 3 for a quarter in Oklahoma City, all over town at that time. Jumped up with a year's subscription to the paper that sold for $1 a year and said, I'll give you a year's subscription and one of these ballpoint pens for $1, and this pen sells for $1 anywhere in town. Nobody there at the backbone of a red worm. Ought to have been 100 people raised up and said, that's a lie. I know. Why, there ain't no sense going on. Let's have a showdown. Let's have a caramel top experience. Don't let anything say embarrass you, Lalel. You didn't tell me to say it. Got up there and then took the regular expense offering. Pumped all the money they could get and got 150 people lined up. Prayed for about a third of them. Left the rest standing there. Everybody wants to pray, come down front. I counted 3 preachers that went down. And the next morning on radio, they got up and said, there's 100 saved last night. I was there to the end. There wasn't no 100 saved. I lived there. Don't say nothing, Brother Moore. Here comes the army up. They're crossing the river. They're entering town. Don't say nothing. Just give unspoken press. Maybe they'll disappear. Them communists is done down there across the river between us and old Mexico. They're sitting right over there in Cuba, and we got a bunch of quiet mouth, no fighters, sitting around now saying, just give in unspoken request. Maybe they'll leave us alone. Leave you alone. They'll hang your hide to the wall and starve you to death and beat you every morning and night. It'll run you crazy, boy. Fight back. Seek God. Hold up a standard. The only thing that'll keep us strong and make us strong is good morals. The only way you have good morals as adhere to the sayings of that book. The only way you have good morals. The only way you keep good morals. Poor old Russia's got so many alcoholics, she don't know what to do with them because she has no God. Nothing to overcome with. Next night at my church, I got up and said, all you folks that's going up there at that meeting before sundown, did you hear them lies last night? And I told what happened. It'd have been easier to let that went by. But I wouldn't call let things go by. Now, Paul said, I wrote you a letter, but less want to come with you sharpness now. He said, I'm going to get sharper than this and get down there if you don't behave yourself. Woo! Cry loud and spur not and tell the folk to have all the donut suppers they want to and sell all the ice cream they can and sing do-si-do and do whatever they desire. God mercifully loves them and they all go to heaven. No. Cry loud and spur not. Show my people the sin. How said Jacob the transgression? While I done that, one would-be mother in the church, oh, blah, 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 she started hollering at me. You know, little evangelist there with the guitar, and I'm not an evangelist, saying he's a little fellow with the guitar. He was so nervous, he thought he ought to try to sing her down. Strummed the guitar and started to sing, shut up, son. So what's the matter with you? Shut up on that guitar. Brother Moore's still the pastor, son. Not a smart aleck, but I'm in charge. Showdown's on, LL. Her daughter followed her at that holler. And they sat down. I said, if you want that kind of people with their mirror bobs and that makeup and that shindig business up there, them lies that's being told, if you want them, you've never wanted that in this church. You're going to patternize that. And you're going to back that and support that. But that ain't what you want for a pastor and a wife. But if you do, you people that know something here, get on your feet, because you're fixing to make a change right now, and Brother Moore's going on doing what he's doing. You wonder where I come from? Tell you a little bit about it. I ain't nothing but an old fighter. I don't want the spirit of a bulldog, but did you hear about them two old boys? Had them dog fellas told about them? They fought till they just laid down and hooked jaws together. Dismiss service, nobody want me to leave. That woman started home, that old mother got home. The windows went to shaking for her husband. The house was a shaking. The walls was a shaking. He said, oh, something went wrong. She said, oh, she jumped on the phone. She said, Brother Moore, I want you to forgive me. Said, I've missed it. I hadn't ought to said what I did. My husband had an awful spell, never had nothing like in his life. It looks like it's going to kill him. Her daughter was there, and she said, Mama, would you ask forgiveness for me? Tell him I shouldn't have done it. They love me. One of them's gone, the other's still alive. When I see her, she said, pray for my children, will you? Fight back, boy! Woo-hoo! Oh, what makes me so stirred? And they ain't said nothing, Parley. I just guess I'm in a fight, and I know it, and it's all over America, and I love our country. I love it!